Class 2, Subject Arithmetic, Chapter 7, Topic More Multiplication. Good morning, children. Today, we will be doing More Multiplication from Chapter 7 of Arithmetic. We have already done multiplication in Chapter 4. So, we know that multiplication means repeated addition. Now today we'll see multiplying by different numbers. Multiplying by 3. For example, you have two buttons with 3 holes each. So when you calculate it together, it will become 6 holes. Now this can also be expressed in different ways. It can be said as 2 groups of 3 are 6, or 2 times 3 is 6, or 2 into 3 is equal to 6. Some other examples are 2 into 4 is equal to 8, 2 times 4 is 8, or 4 into 3 is equal to 12, or 4 times 3 is 12. Now we'll do multiplying by 4. For example, you have 2 baskets with 4 apples each. 2 baskets with 4 apples each is equal to 8 apples. This can also be said as 2 groups of 4 are 8, 2 times 4 is 8, or 2 into 4 is equal to 8. Some other examples are 4 into 4 is equal to 16, or 4 times 4 is 16. Then 5 into 4 is equal to 20, or 5 times 4 is 20. Now let us go to multiplying by 6. Now we all love to eat cupcakes. Now here we are going to multiply cupcakes and find the answer of the total cupcakes in 2 trays. So for example, we have 2 trays and 6 cupcakes in each tray. So 2 trays with 6 cupcakes each is equal to 12. This can also be said as 2 groups of 6 are 12, 2 times 6 is 12, or 2 into 6 is equal to 12. Some other examples are 4 into 6 is equal to 24, or 4 times 6 is 24. Then 3 into 6 is equal to 18, or 3 times 6 is 18. Now we'll go to order in multiplication. For example, if you have 5 groups of 4 leaves, so you can call it as 5 groups of 4, or 5 fours, or 5 into 4. In all these cases, the answer will be the same, that is 20. Now, let us take 4 groups of 5 leaves. So you can call it as 4 groups of 5, or 4 fives, or 4 into 5. And the answer in this case 2 will be 20. So we know that 5 into 4 and 4 into 5 will give us the same answers when we interchange the numbers. So 5 into 4 is equal to 4 into 5. Now we all love to eat candies. Let us count candies in our next example. Now, we have 2 groups of 3 candies each. Now, we can call it as 2 groups of 3, or 2 threes, or 2 into 3. And our answer will be 6. Now, on the other hand, let us have 3 groups of 2 candies each. So, we call it as 3 groups of 2, or 3 twos, or 3 into 2. And again, our answer stays 6. So we know that 2 into 3 and 3 into 2 are equal. Next, we will be doing multiplying 2-digit numbers. Now, for example, you have 11 pairs of shoes. So how many shoes are there in all? So if there are 11 pairs of shoes,